In Northwest News from KPLU, Seattle sports fans have a lot to look forward to in the new year. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal talks about some of the big stories to watch.
So, Art, these are the top three things you say local sports fans can look forward to in 2016.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement around three programs that are really going to be a lot of fun for fans to watch. I think the Husky football program is on the edge of a renaissance because they debuted last year two freshmen that were really dynamic, quarterback Jake Browning and running back Miles Gaskin, the latter from Seattle's O'Day High School. And they also have a number of returning lettermen that really should be the time when Chris Peterson moves the program forward from where it has been, which has been okay, but not a contender for the Pac-12 Conference Championship. I think next year that happens. And the second thing that I think is going to be interesting is spring training, because so many new faces are part of the Mariners roster right now, and there are so many developments, so many personalities to blend in, that it's going to be really an entertaining spring in Peoria, and the subsequent season, I think, is going to be fascinating. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and then we'll see in July and August and September whether this has been something different or just another same old for the 15th consecutive year, producing no playoffs. And the biggest thing I think that fans should be excited about is the next thing that's happening on the sports calendar in Seattle, which is the Seahawks in the playoffs. That's such a big deal. Fifth time in 6 years. It's going to be more difficult this year because, unlike the previous two seasons, they did not win the NFC West. That means they don't have a bye, and likely all three games are going to be on the road starting next weekend when the Seahawks play the NFC East winner. And that is going to be, I think, a likely win for Seattle. And then they would have to go, if they do win that game, to Carolina. And that's going to be, you know, the match of the season, because I'm thinking that Carolina is going to be finishing undefeated. And for Seattle to go there and win that will be an epic feat. And it is all in keeping with the Seahawks' quest for the lost yard, as I've called it since a year ago when they failed at the one-yard line against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Trying to get to a third consecutive Super Bowl would be virtually unprecedented in the modern era of the NFL.
All right. So in addition to those three programs, there's one big sports issue that you believe will be talked about a lot in 2016.
Right. I've seen the movie Concussion, and I think that film is going to really resonate with a lot of sports fans and especially a lot of parents who might be thinking about introducing their boys to football. I think it's really going to have an impact because, unlike academic papers or warnings from doctors, this treatment with Will Smith is going to stick. And it's going to cause a lot of parents to pause. It's going to cause a lot of school districts to pause because the school districts are in the crosshairs because they're the ones facing litigation from parents who are dismayed or unhappy with how their children's head injuries occurred and the treatment they're after. So it's really a volatile thing that I think is going to start to turn against the sport and really cause a major shift in how we handle and how we deal with football at all levels.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.